This is Vectis Radio. It's a Monday. We've got Dame Shirley in. She's all hot and bothered. And
I'm not Ian now. It's nice. I've got the old thing.
Well, you've
going.
Got the fan on you more than me, you see. So you're doing all right. We might have a bit of an issue because Mark Petty's just turned up. Obviously, three people in this tiny little confined space on a hot day. We are going to break out in a sweat at some point in the next little while. Now, the reason why Mark's in is because he's a Vodafone user, and just in case you've been on a different planet the last few weeks, there are issues again with Vodafone locally on the Isle of Wight. First of all, morning, Mark.
Morning.
How are you?
I'm fine, yourself?
Well, I'm fine, but good. You're a little bit stressed because obviously, and you said very quickly, let's tackle this first of all, you haven't got your phone with you. Why
no.
is that?
Well, if it had a watch strap on it, I would have brought it and used it as a timepiece because that's all it's good for at the moment.
Okay.
You can't do anything with it, so.
Do you want to just outline the issues, the problems?
Oh, dear, how long have we got? Where do I start? Okay.
As long as you need.
Let's start with a multi-billion pound company that cannot supply a decent Vodafone mobile signal. Cannot supply 3G coverage in this day and age when all its competitors can. Won't tell us what's going on. Dare I say it tells lies about what's going on. And I can give you lots of instances.
Okay, you can back that up and we'll do that in the future.
Yes.
Just stay tuned. We've got it all.
Yep.
Can't do it all at
Definitely.
Once. We're getting around to it. Okay. I mean, let me just reiterate what we were putting in the news last week. Vodafone customers had their services in Newport restored on Friday afternoon following 9.5 days when phone users could not use their devices in town. Engineers repaired a faulty mast on top of County Hall, which had developed problems with its hardware and a reception dish. Furious customers had begun Facebook campaigning, demanding a better service from the telecommunications giant following the lengthy breakdown.
That's last year,
isn't it?
That's July last year.
So this is...
That was 9.5. That we've had 11 faults in the last 12 months, and that's not including the issue with Shankling and the tree issue. Are you aware of the tree issue at Luckham?
The tree issue? I've heard of the tree issue.
Yeah, the one where the branches are apparently stopping the signal getting out, and Vodafone can't get access via their landlords to trim the tree back, which a big company like that, you'd have thought when they sorted out a lease...
Right.
It would have included some form of access for maintenance.
So
that's last year.
So we go, yeah, but we're going back because what we want to highlight is the fact that this isn't just happened overnight. This has been going on since last year.
Exactly.
So, I mean, I've got to ask you a question. Man to man, why haven't you left Vodafone?
Aha. The million-dollar question. Because, and I'll give you an example, if I've got a 20-month contract with Vodafone and I want to leave, and I'm paying £20 a month, I have to pay Vodafone £800 to leave.
£800
I have
leave.
To pay every month my contract amount for the period that's left on the agreement. You can't just leave. It's not like, this is one of our biggest beefs, is if you go and buy a washing machine from Currys or Dixon's and it doesn't work, you take it back, they either replace it or they give you your money back. If you go into Vodafone and you purchase a phone and you come away and there's no signal, there's no 3G, you can't use the phone, you have to pay them to come out of it.
Right, okay.
And this is why, I mean, we're jumping a bit forward, but this is why we're going to Andrew Turner, because I think there should be some form of change in legislation that if a mobile phone company cannot supply what they're supposed to, under certain circumstances, because I know that the mobile industry is very... up and down with its signal, it can't always be guaranteed, and we're aware of that. You know, we accept the fact that there are breakdowns and loss of signals, but there needs to be some form in legislation. When you get such a poor service, people should be able to leave penalty free.
Well, yeah, but you don't keep the phone, do you?
They won't allow you to go. See, I would go. I've got four phones with Vodafone.
Right.
I'm paying just over £80 a month. I would quite happily walk into the Vodafone shop, put my phones on the table and say, I'm not paying your direct debit anymore. There are your phones back. You can't do it.
You can't do
you
it.
You cannot do
well,
it.
Well, tell you this what, I would change. I would have done it by now. But let me just ask you, you've got four contracts then, obviously, four
yep.
contracts.
Yep.
How long have you had those contracts? How long have you been with Vodafone?
Well, I've been with Vodafone over 15 years.
So over 15...
A long time.
Over 15 years, I would look at you and think, you're a valued customer. You've only, only started moaning in the last year, 2 years.
Well, the issue started, I mean, Vodafone, as far as I'm concerned, had the best coverage of the island, which is why we use them. Then all of a sudden, 18 months, 2 years ago, they started to get problems. There were starting to be issues with signals. Your signal would drop out for no reason. Then obviously the 3G came out, I mean, 10 years ago, properly, and we still haven't got it on the island with Vodafone. But yeah, you can go down to EE and purchase a phone from EE, and you can get island-wide coverage with 3G.
Right.
So there's lots of issues. It's constant breakdowns, it's lack of data service, for want of a better word. So 2G, 3G, 4G, obviously 4G is quite new and still being rolled out. It's bad customer service, it's not being able to get good value for money, it's not having an informed choice, because I do think that they're selling phones in the shop where they have a signal booster in the shop to show you how 3G works, but they do not tell you that there's no 3G when you walk out the store. And that to me is mis-selling.
Yeah, that...
But if you approach Vodafone about it, they'll tell you it's down to the customer to use the online coverage checker to see what kind of signal you're going to get, which you can't use on your phone if you've got no 3G anyway. So how are you supposed to check it unless you use a computer at home?
Do you think that the Isle of Wight is being penalised here? Have you looked into it?
I don't think we're good value for money. That's my honest opinion. I think we're not good value for money for Nodafone. I'm going to call them Nodafone because...
Yeah, but Mark, let's be honest. You've been with them for 15 years.
Mm-hmm. And not for much longer.
To be treated... How long have you got on your contract?
I've got one that runs out November and another one that runs out April. Well, the others run out in April, so that'll be me. I should be... See you later.
And legally, at the moment, you're binding into that contract and there's no way you can get out of it?
No, I mean, we have had success stories, because the Facebook page that we set up when we had the 9.5-day outage at this time last year, we've obviously gathered a lot of knowledge over the 12-month period. So, you know, we've looked at their terms and conditions. We've looked at ways that they treat their customers. We advise users on the best way to contact Vodafone, because Vodafone tell lies. And, that you know, I'm quite happy to talk to Vodafone. I'll show them proof that they tell lies. So we now advise customers to contact them via the chat function on the website, because it's the only way that you can get a copy sent to your email. When you finish the chat, you can actually ask for a copy of that virtual chat to be saved. Whereas if you ring 191, I mean, I'll give you an instance. Three people in the same household, mum, dad, son, all got their own individual mobile phone contracts with Vodafone. All have to ring up and dispute individually. One can't ring up for the other, vice versa, because of data protection. All three got told something different as to why there was a fault.
Right.
Good.
Yeah.
Now, I'm sorry, but then somebody... If you are a big company, my motto has always been, you know me, and I've been in business for myself. You're not known by your mistakes. You're known by how well you sort your mistakes out.
Mm.
Because if people turn around and go, yeah, we did have this problem, but they were excellent. They did this, they did that. Brilliant, I would recommend them. You don't get that with Vodafone at all.
Well, let me just kind of even things up a little bit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because my son was with Vodafone a couple of years ago, and he developed issues on the phone. He then went into the store. The guy there was really rude and arrogant, told him he had to do this, this, and this, and we went back again, and it's still the same problem. So he said, this time what we're going to do is we're going to send it away. He sent it away. It apparently had been fixed, the problem. It came back. It then developed the same problem. We went back, and they said, oh, because it's been three times now, we can swap the phone over. So But he said, what you've got to do is you've got to go away and come back again. You've got to let it go for a couple of days. Well, it's the same issue. So this has been going on for a period of time. So in the end, I got the ump and I decided what I do now is I don't bother with... you give people the opportunity to sort the problem out. And if they don't, then you go to the man at the very top. So we found this website with all the details and we emailed the man at the very top, the CEO of Vodafone. And very quickly, he passed it on to a team of people that sort it out. And this mobile phone, a brand new mobile phone, was sent through. No questions asked. It was all sorted out. So, I mean, you know, that side of things, their customer service was excellent, but you've got to get through. You've got to jump through hoops before you actually get there. Now, I just want to ask you a quick question. How many people are actually involved with your Facebook page at the moment? Because I know you've got a Facebook page. So
550, you know, at the moment.
So 550. I hope you're listening there at Vodafone. If not, you know, there will be a copy of this sent to you. 550. Now, you've just mentioned your business and how good you are in business. If I was running a business of 550 people in one area, because that's what it is, are very unhappy, I would want to get my little finger out and do something about it.
Exactly.
Now, just to reiterate, Facebook, on Friday, I knew you were coming in, so I put a message on my own Facebook page. Now, these people have no contact with you through your own Facebook page.
Okay.
So this is a load more people that have messaged in, and I can send some of the message I can, you know, to them, and I can read some out. This is from Phil in Sandown. I'm on Talk Mobile, which uses the Vodafone network. When I come into Newport, I can't get 3G. I asked in the Vodafone shop and they told me that Vodafone don't want to spend the money on the mast as they will have to upgrade it to 4G very soon. Not good enough. Sandown side of the island service is very good. A bit patchy in Shanklin. Okay, Jonathan Skeet says, I'm with GIF Gaff. Never been with Vodafone, although oddly enough, they have tried to call me twice in the last 24 hours. I'm really happy with GIF Gaff. Again, if you're listening at Vodafone and you've got all of this going on and 550 plus people are a bit miserable with Vodafone and you're then phoning up people to say, hey, come and join us, it's not going to look good, and the chances of you signing up somebody are going to be, they're going to do it with reluctance, aren't they?
Exactly. I mean, I can tell you how clever Vodafone are, and I'll give you an instance. I just want to answer your issue you had with Nipper's phone, and the CEO. There is actually on the Vodafone website and on our Facebook page a link that will take you to the CEO's email linking on. If you've got a problem or a complaint, you can direct your email to us and we'll deal with it, because we want our, you know, the best for our Vodafone customers, blah blah blah, you know, the usual rigmarole that they put on there. Their pages when they want to make you happy. Now, I sent an email to that, and they guaranteed me a response within 48 hours. That was over 10 days ago. Still not had a reply.
It's I tell you what, it's an interesting discussion. It really is, because, you know, we all know, I'm with Orange, and I've got to be honest with you, I don't really have any massive issues, other than when I go
Orange
to...
Orange is EE.
Other than when I go to my mum's, who lives up Camp Hill, and I can't get a signal. But the thing is, nobody gets a signal up there, and I've got a funny feeling the reason why, it's because it's near a prison.
Prison
and
wall,
and is it scrambled?
Probably, could be.
So,
But I would say to you, we're sitting here... talking about just Vodafone. There's not one mobile phone company that's perfect. I'm not sitting here saying we don't get this, we don't get that. We understand there are up and down with signals, with whoever you're with. You're going to get breakdowns, you're going to get loss of signal. Our issues are, one is the way they're selling it to island customers, two is the response we don't get when we go to them to complain, three is the constant breakdowns over the last 18 months, the fact that we don't get what every other supplier is getting on the island. So it's not just, oh, we've got no signal. It's all the other things that we should be getting. Why should I pay £80 a month for a 3G phone when I can go to Portsmouth and pick up everything that somebody else is paying the same for on their phone, then get their 3G? They will say you don't pay for 3G. It's just an enhancement of 2G.
Right, okay.
So it's all these, oh, we can get out of this by saying this, and it's wrong. It is totally and utterly wrong. I mean, I'll give you some funny examples. Contact Vodafone. on 191, this is one of our people on our page, to voice and claim their compensation, because they will give you, and in their defence, they will give you your daily rental back for every day you have a loss of signal over 3 days.
Right.
Now, on one of my phones, that worked out at 58 pence a day. So, anyway, this lady contacted 191, which is to the operators at Vodafone via your mobile, because she had to leave the area to make the phone call. She told the guy that she spoke to on the end of the phone this was her only phone, she had no home phone, and that she was going home. He said he couldn't see an issue in the area at the moment, although their coverage checker said there was a fault. And if he could take the number, he'd call her back later. She said, "I'm going home. How are you going to contact me? I have no signal where I live."
Is it only on the island, Mark?
What's that?
This problem with Vodafone?
Probably not. There was a message on our Facebook page the other day. A guy was in Zante and said that the network had gone down in Zante. I mean, there obviously are problems everywhere. I would imagine if you go up country, somewhere else, somebody's probably having similar issues with EE.
Yeah.
You know, somebody may be having similar issues with 3 or Talk Mobile.
We're not talking about a few people here, are we? That's the thing.
We are talking about the coverage for the Isle of Wight and the way the island customers are being treated. That's what we're talking about.
Okay, Jason Bradley says, was on Vodafone, left last year because of no signal. He goes on to say, if I could just... he's just disappeared off the screen here. And they did nothing, no compensation, so told them to shove their network up their backside, and with Orange EE now, no complaints, so switch to another network if you're not happy. So basically, they never had any network for days, rang them, they did nothing in the way of offering any compensation at all. Let's rectify this. Let's just put it out there. If you're paying for a service that isn't working, mm-hmm. why should you pay for it?
Exactly, but the problem is because you're tied into a contract. If you do that, right, I'm not paying you no more until you give me what I want, which you, in certain circumstances, you could do. The next thing you're going to have is breach of contract, debt collector's letter through the door, and then they start getting pressured that way. Our advice is to go either via the ombudsman and make your complaint. We never advise anybody to not pay their contract.
You know
what the circumstances are.
I'm not advising
people,
but I'm just asking the question. Yep. If you're not getting the service, just say, for instance, you walk in and you buy yourself a sausage roll and there's only 3/4 of it there, you're not going to pay the whole price, are you?
Exactly.
It's just common sense.
Try and explain that. This is why you get the feedback from Vodafone is, you know, the way that mobile phone technology is, it's not always guaranteed that they can supply a signal. And that's what you get back. It's not, we're really sorry. Apparently we are supposed to be getting 4G, although we can't get a definite answer from Vodafone on whether that's actually going to happen. But if you look at their coverage map, and then you look at EE's coverage map for 4G coverage, EE blankets the Isle of Wight. The new 4G that's coming from Vodafone, which they do show what the enhancements are likely to be, is so patchy, it's unbelievable. Well, that doesn't make me want to stay and think, well, I've been with them a long time. Yeah, all right, they've had a couple of years problems. I'm going to hang in there. When we get the 4G, we're going to be, you know, less rock and roll. And when you look at the coverage map, Newport doesn't have it. It does all around the surrounding area, but Newport's not going to get it.
So look, we'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We wanted to just confirm that the council were blamed for their part in this, but apparently they were blamed wrongly.
Second time.
And you can prove this, mm-hmm. which is wrong, damaging for the council as well. So not only have they hacked off 550 people that have bothered to come forward and say, hey, look, I'm annoyed with the service that I'm getting, they've also annoyed the council because they've told a few fibs. We'll confirm those details when we come back in just 2 ticks.